Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
When the ball's in the box these days, you've got to have your arms standing next to you.
100% passion.
I took my son to see Spurs play and now he's got PTSD.
100% banter.
It's just good, clean, breakfast time sports banter.
Yeah.
Okay, Ian.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Now it's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene.
I'm a woman and I don't mind it when Ian and Anthony talk about men's health, men's matters and men's hygiene. Let men have their moment.
Men's health, men's matters, men's hygiene.
Well said, that lady.
Oh yes, Anthony, being a man's pretty much illegal nowadays.
Of course it is,
you can't even say Manchester anymore. You have to say Chester.
Well, that's a different town, Ian.
It is different, you're right. Completely unrecognisable these days. They've put a Roman wall in. They've gone woke.
Well, it's gone rogue. But we're here, proud of being men, and that's why today Ian is dressed as a mole.
Yes, dressed as a mole, with whiskers, and not that you can see this as it's radio, all because it's Check Your Moles Week.
Check Your Moles Week on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Sandra, our producer, has procured 6 tonnes of topsoil in a skip, and there it is in the corner. It's a big skip, isn't it?
It is. It's bigger than I was expecting.
Skips are big. Yeah. Skips are big. And Ian is going to dig around in it to find 5 NHS tips on how to check your moles. Are you ready to dig around in that soil box?
Yeah, I'm just putting my claws on.
Okay.
Just climbing up. Okay. And I'm diving in.
He's in. He's off. Go. Right, he's digging away furiously like a little mole in there. Here's a fact. Moles live between 3 and 6 years, which is about the length of time of an international football manager.
I can't find any facts.
Can't find any facts. Keep looking, Ian. It's a big skip and there's a lot of earth to get through. Sift through it. Don't be afraid to chuck some soil over the side. And Ian, not over the microphones, you daft apeth. I tell you who aren't afraid of chucking soil over the side. Moles. A solitary mole's range can extend up to 2.5 acres.
There are no facts in here. I can't
dig
find
deeper,
them.
Ian. They're not going to be at the surface, are they? Dig right deeper, for goodness sake. Now, moles mate in winter, and their gestation period, it says here, is 42 days. God, imagine not mating for 9 months of the year. I'm single, so I can actually imagine that.
I've got soil in my eyes.
Dig deeper, Ian! Dig deeper for the facts. Not that I want the opposite. I wouldn't go for casual flings. I'm just looking to settle down.
Am I going mad?
You're not going mad. Check the bottom corner. Come on, Ian. Let's get back to the mole facts while he looks for the other facts. Oh, it says here a mole's orgasm lasts 5 seconds. One elephant, two elephant, three elephant, four elephant, five. Well, that is ages. Gosh, that is a long time. That's the duration of a short wee. Or even just a... How do they have that much semen?
There are no facts! It's just soil in here!
Mating happens in special sex chambers underground, created especially for the purpose. And after sex, they'll dig a birth chamber. Wow, that is... Ian, are you digging a birth chamber in there? Hurry up, mate!
I cannot bear this! I cannot bear this! What's happening? There's no facts in here! It's just soil!
Time's up!
What do you mean, time's up? It's not a game! We're giving public health information!
Well, you're not, Ian! You're digging in a load of manure dressed as a horny rodent! Oh, sorry, according to the fact sheet, talpidae!
You said it was soil!
It's mostly soil. It's mostly soil, but you're not going to get 100% soil, are you? At any garden centre, they're always going to put manure in, so they shaft you that way, Ian.
Oh, God.
We got to move on. Bad luck. Come on, out you come. Out you come, all earthy. Come on.
Yeah, I need to read out the checking mole facts.
Well, we don't have them.
We can't have Awareness Week where we don't check any moles and spend the whole time talking about mole semen.
It's amazing how long their orgasms last.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Five seconds. If there's one thing we'll take away from today, it's that.
Yeah, well, Ian, we've got something as a compromise. So you've managed to find 0 out of 5 mole facts.
Well, it's not my fault.
In the skits.
Full of bullshit.
And our resident GP, Dr. Dennis Olise, is going to check Ian's moles as he gets out of his mole costume and into his suit. So welcome, Dr. Olise. Welcome.
Hi, Doctor.
Come in.
Thank God you're here.
Just come around there. That's it.
We're all about checking moles today.
That's right.
Yeah, come this side of the skip.
That's all right. Are you all right to get changed naked in front of us, Ian?
Oh, yes.
It's for moles week.
No, nothing to be ashamed about. Not bashful in the slightest. I've had a bath with 15 men once.
Football baths. Huge things, aren't they?
No, it was a standard size bath.
Oh.
Not all world-class facilities in the Football League. We just all piled on top of each other and washed as best we could. I've seen all of Kevin Nolan, and I mean all of him, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Would you wash another teammate?
Yeah, I have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, regularly.
Yeah. Roy Wegerle.
I have, actually. That's not what I was saying, but yes, I have washed Roy Wegerle's bits. He'd injured his wrist, and I just gave him a rinse around the key areas with the flannel that was... done the rest of the team, actually. It's not very hygienic when you think about it.
No.
This distance, but funny.
Funny and bonding.
Yeah, it's good for bonding. Once you've rubbed someone else's stink over yourself, you feel like you're like one soul.
As Ian Five Ankles takes off his clothes, Dr. Dennis Olise is crouched down just inches from his skin to inspect. Just imagine like a golfer on a green, crouched down over his putter, just looking at the lie of the land, the curves, the hill looks. He's looking at Ian's skin and his body just like that, just to look at those moles. I have to say, we're all aware it's a doctor's strike today at the NHS. Dr. Olise is not crossing the picket line. We'd like to make that crystal clear. He is not a medical doctor. He operates the 111 phone line on weekends. He's a doctor without the degree. Smarter that way and cheaper too. No student debt for our Dr. Olise.
Would it help to spread my cheeks like this?
Yeah, is that okay, doctor, if he does
that? You can get moles up there.
You can.
Kevin Nolan has one. Seen it.
Coming up, we talk to Colin Jackson about his Desert Island Discs and we ask why he went wall-to-wall Coldplay. Looking forward.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To that.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up
with Ian.
Wake up with me.
Hello, I'm Mark Webster, and I remember that time Ian Five Ankles came into Five Live. For some reason, he stole every single metal fork we had in the canteen, stuffed them in his suit jacket, and tried to waddle out past security. They all came spilling out, made one hell of a racket. Good times.
Some breaking news just coming in.
Sports Horn breaking news. In association with Antibiotics. Antibiotics like Auntie used to make.
I got the recipe from my dear mother. She never fried penicillin, always baked it so it were less greasy.
Antibiotics. Always read the label. Sports Horn breaking news.
Apologies to Colin Jackson. We will have to play your Desert Island discs another time as it emerges that England cricketer and record wicket taker James Anderson has been stolen.
James Anderson!
Well, that's just superb from James Anderson.
Bowled him! None other than James Anderson!
Has been stolen. This is a fast-moving news story, but our inside-outside reporter, Mate Kaysen, will guide us into it. Mate Kaysen.
Speaking, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate.
I'm naked, mate.
Okay, mate.
Having my moles checked, mate.
Where are you, mate?
Mate. I am standing outside James Anderson's house in Burnley, which, due to his international commitments, he lives in for around 8 days a year. Now, neighbours report that Anderson was stood in his hallway trying to remember where his living room was when two thieves burst through a window and stole him.
Anderson is a national treasure, but he's elderly now, isn't he, mate, at the age of 41?
On a cricket pitch, he is still a formidable athlete. The Benjamin Button of sport, you might say. But off the field, he's very frail and vulnerable, and sadly, liable to be stolen, as has been done today.
Have we got any idea who stole him?
Not yet, mate.
Thank you for the update, mate.
Mate.
Mate Kaysen there. Gosh, sometimes the news takes your breath away, and this is no... I mean, it didn't when there was a couple of wars. I haven't even batted an eyelid, but this hits differently.
This is different, yeah.
So breaking news that James Anderson, or Jimmy Anderson as he's also known, but never Jim Anderson, as that sounds like a character in Home and Away, has been stolen.
Why did I tell Mate Kaysen I was naked? It was just unnecessary.
Ian Five Ankles, this country loves James Anderson.
Oh, they do, Anthony. Jimmy, 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 Jimmy Anderson. That's what they sing.
They do sing that, yeah.
With a tune, though. And this nation has lived with him from his youth, when he hurtled to the crease with his blonde streaks in his earring, to his current venerable, well-worn face, like a comforting leather jacket. And importantly, he's a nice bloke, not a total arse like Kevin Peterson or Michael Vaughan.
Well, in your opinion, Ian?
No, I think it's a pretty objective fact.
Yeah, it's a fair point. But what would thieves do with James Anderson? This is the question.
It
Why
depends.
Would anyone steal James Anderson, for
it
goodness sake?
It depends who they are, I think.
Yeah.
You get a lot of thieves from Eastern Europe. They steal the item and take it abroad and change the plates.
Well, that's more cars, surely, isn't it?
Not necessarily. Let's not forget what happened to former England spinner James Treadwell. Last year, Interpol found him rebadged and being driven around Albania, poor bloke.
Bloody poor guy. Needless to say, we urge all listeners in the Burnley area to be on the lookout. James Anderson is not dangerous, except, on a cricket pitch he is when he's got the ball in his hand, not necessarily the bat. He's 6'2". He has hair at least 5 years younger than the rest of his body, and he wears a look of permanent irritation. On the line now is Dan Norcross, cricket commentator and host of the Zero Ducks Given podcast. Some might say a rival to James Anderson's Tailenders podcast, but let's put rivalries aside for now. Dan, hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Dan. I'm naked.
Hello, Ian Five Ankles.
You sound as if you're driving, Dan.
Always on the road. That's cricket for you.
Yes, driving, whether it's the cricket shot, the drive, or the car.
Or poor James Treadwell in Albania.
Yes. Your podcast, Zero Ducks Given, is second in the cricket podcast charts, only to Jimmy Anderson's Tailenders. Your rivals.
Well, we are, yes, but you've got to have competition. No one wants it easy, apart from the BCCI.
But it's a friendly rivalry, Dan.
Oh, yes. Tailenders has Jimmy, but we have Stephen Finn. He's won a few Ashes himself, you know. It's a bit like Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman.
Yeah. I was going to say exactly that. How has Stephen Finn, Finney, the Finster, how's Stephen Finn taken the news, Dan?
Well, he's with me now, and he's shocked. As you can imagine, he can't sleep.
Well, it's only just happened. Has he tried to sleep? It's daytime.
No, he's giving me directions. But even if he wasn't giving directions and tried to sleep, he wouldn't be able to. That's how shocked he is. Finney, Do I go left at this booth or right? Concentrate, man. We've got to get out of here. See, lads? He's too shocked to read the map.
Yeah.
Booths?
Yeah, it's a supermarket, Ian.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's in the north. It's like their Waitrose, if Waitrose only sold Eccles cakes.
Sorry, fellas. I really must dash. Which way is it, Vinny? We're going round in bloody circles.
Thank you, Dan Norcross. Ian, you're a sportsman. You've played the game. You're shocked. You know the game, even though this game is a different game to the game you know. Who would steal James Anderson, for goodness sake?
Australians would, Anthony.
Of course they would.
They hate Jimmy Anderson. After all he's done to them in several Ashes series where we've drawn or lost 5-0.
Yeah.
They've never forgiven him for those. Mm. The police should be stopping and searching all Australians in the area, if you ask me.
Well, not all Australians would steal Jimmy Anderson. Let's tar everyone with the same brush.
Absolutely not. You're right. Yeah, you get some perfectly nice Australians. Some of my best friends are Australian. Harry Kuehl, Mark Viduka.
You're friends with John Aloisi.
Lovely fella.
Yep.
I went to Birdwell with him and his partner in 1998.
A world full of birds. What will they think of next? Why are Australian footballers so nice and Australian cricketers such arseholes?
Simply because Australian footballers know they aren't very good.
That's very true.
Apart from Tim Cahill. And he punched corner flags, so point
proven. He certainly did. He showed those corner flags he were boss.
Yeah.
And he was boss. He was boss of those corner flags.
He beat the corner flags every time.
Absolutely. Dan Norcross, would an Australian steal James Anderson in your opinion?
Yeah. If you please excuse us, Anthony, we're trying to drive here. Vinny, stop shaking and read the bloody map.
Of course, sorry. Yep, right you are. Goodness me. Well, I tell you what, here is an Australian on the line. Australian, you're through to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Where have you put our James Anderson, you thieving git?
Why would we steal James Anderson, you weird poms? He's 43 years old. He's about to retire. What would we want with him?
Because you're like evil cheaters circling our brave English gazelles. You'll pick off the slow, elderly member of the herd, our Jimmy in this case, our Jimmy! And you'll grow in confidence to get our young, fit, top gazelles like Zach Crawley and Rehan Ahmed and Gus Atkinson. Stop laughing! Stop laughing at Gus Atkinson! They're our cricket team, you're laughing at! You'll be laughing on the other side of your face when we win a test match in Australia after 20 years!
Oh, jeez. Too funny. You poms. Get over yourselves, you baseball wankers.
Why is he being mean about our cricket team, actually?
It's hurtful. It's hurtful, Ian. If it hadn't rained at Old Trafford, we'd have the Ashes. I should have said that to him.
Just like I wish I hadn't told Mate Kaysen I was naked.
Exactly.
And Dan Norcross.
Yes, Mate Kaysen. Any updates from the scene? We're growing concerned here about James Anderson's welfare. Mate, I don't think she's there anymore. She's taken off. This is a fast new
Anthony,
losing move story.
Anthony, I think I know who stole Jimmy Anderson.
Who?
Wayne Rooney.
What? Why?
Yeah,
why would
Wayne Rooney is 3 years younger than Jimmy, but Jimmy has a six-pack and still plays at the top world-class level, whereas Wayne Rooney looks like a geography teacher at a school that's about to be placed in special measures.
What's Wazza going to do with Jizza? James Anderson, the Jizz.
I think he'll take his blood and inject it in himself to reverse the ageing process.
Oh, of course he will.
All the tech billionaire CEOs are doing that.
Of course he is. Mate Kaysen, are you there? Can you hear us? Can you get some eyes on Wayne Rooney's whereabouts? Wazza.
KYMBT with Dick Watana and Mariana Spangles.
Hey, Anthony.
You're not Mate Kaysen.
This is Dick Watana from Sports Orange's U.S. sister network KYNBT 953 in the Iowa Three Cities Twin Bay area.
Hi, Dick.
I'm naked, Dick. Oh.
What the hell's going on?
We heard you guys were talking about cricket. And as part of the Major League Baseball World PR Outreach Program, we thought we'd share a huge viral moment from an MLB game last night to get you guys to stop thinking about plain old cricket and get on board the baseball train. You know, baseball is the fastest growing sport in three countries, including Panama, Vietnam, and Haiti.
Sorry, mate, James Anderson's been stolen, Dick. It's quite big news. We're trying to get hold of Wayne Rooney, Wazza.
Not as big news as this. A catcher caught a fly ball with his bare hand. I repeat, did not use the glove.
Okay, all right, we're a bit tied up, mate.
Maybe you didn't hear what I just said. Or maybe you're in a state of shock like we are stateside.
I don't really watch baseball, Dick. This sounds a bit rubbish.
Here's the moment it happened. Play the tape. Your listeners are going to love this. Prepare to be wowed.
Smith with a pop fly. They're hustling out there and whoa, it's caught. He's caught it with his bare hand. His bare hand. The greatest catch of all time, period.
Sorry, what are we looking at here?
Did you not see the footage?
I can see the footage. It looks like a regulation catch. Ian, is there something I
missed? I have never been less impressed at something that people are supposed to find impressive.
This is ridiculous. It's just he's just catching the ball, Dick. Each team plays 160 games a season, and that's a highlight. How is that sport popular?
It's America, Anthony. They're very insular. It's like the French thinking their own cinema is interesting.
Oh, Jesus Christ, they make one Amelie.
Should I play it again?
Hello, mates, can you hear me?
Thank God. Sorry, Dick. Give us a call when one of your baseball players hits anything other than a full toss.
Mates, I have found James Anderson, alive and unharmed.
Where was he, mate?
He was in the boot of Dan Norcross and Stephen Finn's car.
What?
What?
When I heard them talking about booths, I thought, why are two southerners hanging around a northern supermarket chain? And sure enough, there's a booth in Burnley, not far from Jimmy Anderson's house. Thankfully, as all cricketers are gentlemen apart from Australians, James Anderson says no hard feelings and he won't be getting the police involved.
Thanks, mate. Put Dan Norcross on the line, will you?
Hello?
Dan, what is going on? Why did you steal James Anderson? That's really naughty!
We're only borrowing him for a bit. The podcast awards are coming up and we couldn't bear the thought of bloody tailenders winning for the umpteenth time. So Finney knew where James lived and we thought if we could steal him for a few days so tailenders can't record, then zero ducks given, well, have a better shot.
This is scandalous. He's a national hero.
Yeah, we're sorry. Finney, are you sorry?
Sorry.
Finney says he's sorry. He's very sorry.
I'd have expected better from both of you. You take him back home immediately, OK?
Can you pick up a couple of Eccles cakes from Booths?
So all's well that ends well. A nation can breathe a sigh of relief.
Do you know what, Anthony? Sure, Dan Norcross and Steve Finn did something illegal, but they were only showing passion for their podcast, Zero Ducks Given, weren't they? And I, for one, think we should applaud that.
You're right.
Life isn't about being caught stealing James Anderson, but the friends we make whilst stealing James Anderson along the way.
Amen to that. Amen. Now, Ian Five Ankles has been naked this whole time, having his moles checked by our resident GP. He's done a full scan. He's gone right up there, hasn't he, Ian?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he can tell us if they are normal. Let's have a drum roll, please.
No, that's inappropriate. My health is at stake.
Keep doing the drum roll. What is your verdict, Doctor? He gives the thumbs up. He gives the thumbs up. You are all clear, Ian Five Ankles. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yep, that's good news. Everyone, I'll say this once, get your moles checked on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And your balls.
Well, that's next week.
Right, balls and moles and your prostate.
Well, that's July. Let's not fit all the content into
balls
the one
balls and
week.
Moles and prostate.
But wise
BMP.
Words. Wise words, Ian Five Ankles. The time is 7:56. Let's go to Taj with the news.
Hey, Anthony, the first baseman just did a diving stop.
Can we stop him calling us, please?
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Once you've rubbed someone else's stink over yourself, you feel like you're like one soul.
He's crouched down with the putter. He hasn't got a putter, but he's got a stethoscope and he doesn't need that because he's checking moles.
Why did I tell Kate Mason?
Not Kate Mason.
Just like I wish I hadn't told Mate Cason I was naked.
Exactly.
And Dan Norcross.
Mate.